Now, the great thing is that I have Nevin now out of walking in the door, and I'm so pleased to see him. Now, did you eat an awful lot of food over the Christmas?
No, I actually didn't touch a thing.
Good man.
I was on a liquid diet.
You're like myself. I can see that by you. You're as skinny as...
It's
as
new svelte. Year. It's a new year, a new beginning, and
a new
by
you.
God, yeah.
You're as svelte as ever. So look, so how are we going to start this? What are we going to do?
Well, we're going to talk about, I kind of thought like slow cooking for one recipe, which is a shepherd's pie,
yes.
Which is delicious with green lentils. So this is a bit different
putting
the lentils
healthy,
into
yes.
It. Very healthy.
Very healthy.
And then a lovely pearl barley risotto with some bacon and cabbage.
More.
So if you have any leftover ham, which I hope you have in the freezer, not in the fridge,
absolutely.
This could be a lovely recipe.
It'll
for you.
Walk out of the fridge. You
walk
out,
exactly.
Would, yeah.
So, listen, these are two simple recipes.
Well, shepherd's pie is a great man.
Well, I just think it's the ultimate comfort food.
Oh, it's gorgeous.
And we're using some lovely minced lamb, rapeseed oil, which is a lovely Irish rapeseed oil. You fry off the lamb, and then into that you're going to put a little bit of smoky bacon. Remember we were talking before Christmas about the smoky, streaky bacon on the turkey.
Wonderful.
It wouldn't make it to the plate. Mine didn't. I don't know about yours.
Anyway.
So 4 carrots diced, a little bit of leeks, which is gorgeous, some celery, and then this is what makes it a bit different, 8 ounces of green lentils, and these are the dried lentils. You can use pui lentils, excuse me, beluga lentils, but the green lentils. This is where your pulses come in that are absolutely fantastic and delicious, great for roughage, and just great. They're just really healthy, so they are.
Oh, I know
so
they are.
You're
going
to put them into the pot when you brown off the lamb. That's the key. Tomato puree, a little bit of thyme, and then you're going to put some chicken stock, Worcester sauce, and you're going to thicken this up with a bit of flour. Or you can use corn flour if you're celiac. There's absolutely no problem there. Now, we need to cook this, you know, for probably about maybe 30 minutes until it's nicely cooked and soft. And that's really important. Steam your potatoes. And then when your potatoes are steamed, what you do is you're going to make a nice mash, a simple mash, just with a little bit of milk. And you can throw in butter if you want to. There's nothing wrong with butter. Let's get that. You know, butter in moderation is one of the greatest things we have in this country.
It's
moderation. It's flavoursome. Yeah, moderation. It's like cream, it's like sugar. You know, moderation.
Yeah.
And moderation too.
It's a long word, isn't it? Not a word I'm fond of.
Yeah, I don't use it very often either myself.
You see, I'm a devil for the butter. Always was. Yeah. Because my mother was a devil for the butter. And like she'd be lathering it on the bread. And I, sadly, it's ridiculous. I do it too. And I can see my children looking at me going, what are you like?
That's the saying. The apple doesn't fall far.
No, it doesn't.
I remember going into a butcher shop in Cork. Could be 5 years ago. And this woman go up and she grabbed me by the cheeks and my face, by the way. I want to just clarify that on air to you.
Yeah.
I know you're having another thought. And she said, Nevin Maguire, you're using far too much butter on TV. And I said, I know, it's Irish and it's wonderful. No, she said her husband was giving out about me. So I was doing a book signing. So she was buying a book. And of course, I charged her. But it was just funny that she came up and made a comment on the butter because it is lovely.
It is
delicious.
And we do love it.
So
and Irish butter is like no other butter.
It's the best in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the ultimate comfort food.
Yes.
You can do this in a slow cooker. I should have said that to you because for the new book, Midweek Meals, there's a slow cooker chapter.
Uh-huh.
But this can be done in a casserole pot in the oven. So with the dried lentils, they definitely take quite a long time. So you cook off your mince and it can be made 2 or 3 days ahead. I should have said that. Steam your potatoes boil them and mash them and then you just put that over your mince, excuse me. You can put cheese into it. I haven't it in the recipe.
Yeah, no.
You can put cheddar cheese. That goes into the oven. You can put frozen peas. Like, think of the vegetables you have. You have lovely lentils, you have carrots, you have celery.
Oh, yeah.
You have you have lots of lovely ingredients.
And if it's going to make enough of it, then you can put it away.
Absolutely. Think smart.
Double
this recipe, freeze it down. You're right. I call that batch cooking.
It's
the way I cook at home.
All right,
absolutely.
No, it's lovely. So that's the shepherd's pie.
Yeah,
what's
so that's
the other
one.
Here?
And then we have another one here, and it's kind of like it's a barley risotto. A barley is another superfood. I love it in soup.
It is, yeah.
And this is a risotto made on barley, so it is. So what you do is a little bit of rapeseed oil, tiny bit of butter, 1 onion diced, some carrots, celery, leeks and garlic. So obviously the recipes will all be online.
Sure.
You cook that off, the barley goes in, hot chicken stock. Okay, or you can use veg stock. There's no problem there. Then we're going to put in some Dijon mustard. And this is where it makes interesting. We're going to put Savoy cabbage into this and then if you have some cooked ham. Okay, some cooked ham, or you can have it meat-free. So
yes,
just vegetables.
Yes, yeah.
It's really tasty, but it's really healthy. It's very good. It's just the stock. Oh, yeah. And if I could just give a wee producer a wee shout out, if you don't mind, Carol Stock. She's based in Derry and she's the most beautiful, natural, no additive, uses all Irish beef and chicken. She makes the most beautiful, clean, gorgeous stocks.
Really?
And you can freeze them. Carol, she's a real humble lady and she's a super natural product. No additives, no added salt.
That sounds really lovely.
It's a very natural. She does bone broths and that. So just for your listeners, Carol Stock, look her up. There's something special about this lady.
And how would you get the stuff?
I think her product's just online and you can throw them into the freezer. Oh. There's some butcher shops, so you can go online and see where she sells them. She's not a big producer now, but she's very unique. She's the best in class, in my opinion.
Oh, that's excellent.
Yeah, I think so. So, okay. Marty, the risotto will take about 20 to 25 minutes. Not unlike a risotto you've been to Italy, it's made with Oreo rice. I love a risotto. I think you told me you had a red wine risotto once.
Amarone.
You never forgot it.
It was a fright. But it was just, it was a fright firstly because there seemed to be an awful lot of it. And secondly, Amarone,
It's not light wine.
No, and it is not. And I was sitting there with a pal, or Michael, in fact. What are we going to do with this? Because it was so much of it. It was gorgeous.
I love it.
But you reached a point where you couldn't continue.
I know.
You know.
So this one definitely is different. It's not a creamy risotto. It's a stock-based. I've recommended hot chicken stock. You can make this with vegetable stock and you can leave out the cooked ham. So this will keep, but it's a lovely one for all the family. I couldn't believe our twins gulped this down when we done it for the TV show, because you know the way you have to make one and have one made.
Of course.
So we had extra. It was done in the studio. So it's a lovely recipe and I would recommend this. Try for your listeners to make
it. You didn't leave any for the crew then? You took it home?
Oh, no. Well, Well, we did give them a bit. We always look after the crew. We're generous in cabin.
You're very kind.
You're too quick.
No.
But can I wish you a happy new year anyway?
You can.
Most important to all your listeners and to Sinead and Michael and all the team.
Exactly, because it's here we go again, thank God. And
well, new year, new beginning. We've got to be positive. Food's going to keep us going. You're going to keep us entertained, please God.
We can.
And we're just going to get over this and get through this and with the vaccinations and everything. So, you know,
there's
light at the end of the
tunnel. Well, I kept on talking about this optimistic springtime. And I think that's all you can be optimistic for that. Listen, it was good to come down.
Thank you.
And
so nice to see you.
Happy New Year to you and yours.
God bless you.
And I suppose Nevin's Picnics will be the next book, will it, for the summer?
Watch this space.
I'm always giving him ideas and I get very little. Anyway, listen, take care of yourself.
You're a great man. Thank you.
What have we got now? Pearl?
No, I'm going to run home.
Pearl Bailey. Let's play a bit of Pearl Bailey.
Love it.
That'll confuse them.